Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second, the right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting third, the first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the first baseman, Johnny Hop. Batting third, the shortstop, Danny O'Connell. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cliff Chambers. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Cliff Chambers. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Owen scoops up the ball and tags Hop for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers fires to first and picks off Pafko. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Bell reaches second base with a double. Westlake moves to third. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a pop-up towards short. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hop moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hop moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena juggles the ball. That's an error on Serena. Chambers moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kiner scores. Westlake moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambers takes first base on ball 4. Westlake scores. Bell moves to third. McCullough moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. McCullough moves to third. Chambers moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCullough scores. Chambers scores. Dillinger moves to second. It's 6-0, Pirates. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Pirates. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Westlake strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-3 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Murtaugh moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Chambers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chambers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Pirates. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hop for the out. Dillinger moves to third. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to third. Owen moves to second. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Owen scores. Terwilliger goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 to Pirates. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki now catching. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murtaugh hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-3 in the game. Serena strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.